for the best prices on quality tools, head to tilmar.com.au. WA owned and operated for over 40 years.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, this is Ember's All Sports Report.
So much footy to get through, so let's start with this.
AFL.
All right. Yesterday, Josh Kennedy farewelled football in the best possible way, booting 8 incredible goals.
I was able to finish, I suppose, on my terms, thanks to Simo and the club, and I'm able to have a game like that where, even though we didn't get the win, it was great to be out there, and it was a good contest. It was just a good game.
8 goals in your final game. Now, Danny, if I was to say to you, what's the most amount of goals that someone has kicked in their last ever game? Just let me know what you reckon that would be.
In their last game.
Last game.
I'm going to say 8.
Eight
of
records.
That was the record.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to let you know that in 1947, Fred Fanning kicked 18 goals in his last game. That was 10 more than what JK kicked yesterday. So, JK,
what?
Be better. Fremantle.
He won't get a chance.
The Dockers, they're calling on their Purple Army to pack up the stadium in this week's derby to farewell Dave Mundy. Freo Livewire, Lockie Schultz, he says that the team is secretly relieved that JK won't be playing in this week's derby.
It's a big relief, to be honest. Seeing him go off the way that he deserved, and a win for them would have been nice. But yeah, for him to bag 8 was a huge effort, and knowing that he's not going to be out there next week, I was sitting there going, thank God for that.
Oh, I actually love that from Schultzy. Like, you know, some clubs, you know, you hear players, they come out and they say, no, we want to beat the team at their best. No, you don't. They've got a lot more chance of knocking off West Coast this week without JK. That'll be a good game of football. Hopefully we get another bumper crowd. It was an emotional return to footy this week also for North Melbourne's favourite son, Ben Cunnington. He returned via the VFL after 378 days out as he battled testicular cancer.
Been a bit of a journey, but when it gets taken away from you, yeah, you find that love again, and yeah, thoroughly enjoyed it.
So 2 more games to go for North Melbourne in the rest of the season. Let's hope that he can get himself back into that side, because he's an absolute star and a much-loved player for that team. And finally, the match review panel have basically given their report for round 21. And Tim Kelly, he has been offered one match for his dangerous tackle on Adelaide's Sam Berry.
Berry just tries to shrug off Kelly, but can't. It's going to be a free kick, though. Dangerous tackle. Crowd don't like it. And Berry will take it. He's a tough football player, Berry. Youngster. Goes out wide.
And I reckon Tim Kelly might be hearing from the match review panel. That was a slink.
So Xavier Ellis right onto it, said it at the time that he was looking at a week with that dangerous tackle. I think in the with obviously everything that happened with JK yesterday, we sort of forgot about that tackle. It happened dying stages off the third quarter. So offered one match.
No
and,
TK, no JK.
No TK, no JK.
Uh-oh.
No chance.
No, I don't, Embers. Don't rule him
Paddy Cripps, one of the Brownlow favourites. All right, he's been offered a couple of games as well for his hit on Callum Archie. So his rough conduct charge was assessed careless conduct, high contact and high impact, and can accept a couple of matches. So if he does do that, then he won't be available until the first week of the finals. That's if Carlton can make it.